This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And joining me now from InvestUSA is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I tell you what, I was reading this article the other day about something called Volt Typhoon, and I was looking at what they were talking, and one of the things they're looking at disrupting is maritime services. And I remember you telling me, wait till you see what happened to that thing out in Baltimore.
And New York now.
So tell me about what's going on with the Chinese hackers, because everybody seems to think that we got all these coincidences. We just had 911 go down in four states that none of them were touching each other. I'm sure you saw that. So what's going on with the Chinese hackers?
Well, here's what we know for a fact, Bill. We know when it comes to the Chinese, and it's not just the Chinese.
Right.
But we know that we have to, first of all, acknowledge that we are at war, that we are being invaded. Now, contrary to our old way of thinking, if we're at war, then that means you see beachcraft landing on the beaches, you know, tanks rolling onto American shores, soldiers shooting at, you know, American soldiers, et cetera. This is a different kind of warfare. This is what we call modernized guerrilla warfare. And what are they trying to do? Well, first of all, who are they? Well, you have two factions. You have the Chinese government, whose entire purpose behind their warfare is world domination. Why do they need world domination? Well, when you look at their economy, when you look at, you know, communism has never worked anywhere that I am familiar with. You know, you may be able to find something that I'm unaware of, but communism in and of itself doesn't work. It doesn't make money. It doesn't, it controls people. It causes a lot of heartache, but it doesn't prosper. It doesn't make money. So they have to find other sources of revenue to continue to keep their functionality moving forward. Well, America had a great economy at one time, as you will recall.
Right.
America's got a lot of resources, a lot of natural resources. So they keep trying to edge over and control or take over. Now, they're not trying to, people need to understand, they're not trying to put a Chinese flag over America or over any other place. What they do is they just want to control how it's functioning and where its assets are given to. Now, how do they do that? Well, in modern warfare, they've done it a number of different ways. You have to study them to give them credit where credit is due. And then you take that and use it to your advantage to counteract it and to dismantle it. Well, the first thing they've done is they invested wisely when it came to buying politicians. You know, they figured out real quickly. Campaigns are not cheap. Okay. People who want power and are greedy for power will do anything they can to get it. So if we begin to funnel contributions, now remember, from America's standpoint, we have laws. You can't take foreign contributions. But there's always ways of getting around laws, Bill.
Right.
You set up PACs. You set up corporations inside America, and then you fund them with foreign dollars, and then those PACs turn around and fund the candidates of their choice. And of course, you know, in private discussions, which are held more often than you and I care to realize, you quickly say, oh, this money actually came from XYZ through us. So, you know, you might want to consider that when you consider policy and legislative standpoints. So China invested especially we know this for a fact now when you look at Biden administration and how much money Hunter and Joe made off of China. Ukraine was set up as a money laundering operation. You know, it's amazing how Congress gets. Not only do they take money of the Congress and the administration from China and China-sponsored corporations, but they learn how to take your money as well, tax dollars, and give it as foreign aid, billions of dollars, with a little caveat that, hey, some of this money needs to come back to us. And needs to come back in terms of supporting the following causes or the following companies or the following charities. And it'll work its way back into our coffers. Always follow the money. So you've got China giving, first of all, buying influence over the years, over the decades, through campaign contributions and helping people that are in power now get there with their financial resources. And the second thing you've got China doing is China invested in technology. You remember, Billy, you're old enough, as am I, how that we keep saying that China was, wow, they were growing on their ability. You know, they had school 365 days a year.
Right.
They had some of the smartest kids, et cetera, et cetera. What were they doing with all that? They were learning how to create advanced technology. Greater than we were. We were putting that kind of emphasis on it. And so that technology has now paid off from the standpoint that the world has gone technology-wise, and China knows how to manipulate. So China knows how to hack in most of the products. When you look at most of the electronic products are produced in China. And they know how to not just produce a semiconductor, whatever it is. They know how to put a little app in that, inside that technology, inside that piece of equipment, that they know how, that they alone know how to access, to download the information off of it, or to go in and control it. And we didn't know any better. When I say we didn't know any better, we didn't, weren't smart enough to pick up on that. We were just so driven by convenience, talking about us as Americans. Wow, this is a new gadget. You see what it'll do? Never did we bother to dawn on, well, who produced it? I wonder why, if they put something in there that would allow them to access the information we're going to feed into it. We didn't really care. We just loved the convenience of these new gadgets. And so we bought them, put them in ships, put them in guiding systems, put them in military apparatuses and operations. Now, since then, they passed bills that, oh, you can't buy anything. You're putting our military components that doesn't rest from China or from some other location. Damage has already been done, Bill. They've already done it for years. And quite frankly, they know how to skirt around it. They know how to create other companies within America that looks like you're buying American, but you're not. All the technology came from China. All the parts came from China indirectly. So they have learned how to control America. Technology-wise, back on the issue, we're going to talk about how all this ties in just a second. The other thing that they have done is they bought up tremendous amount of assets, American assets. Property, farms, cattle, food production. You realize when I was out a couple months ago in Texas, we have some very substantial cattle ranchers that are supportive of our INVEST program, supportive of our first responders.
Right.
But in my meetings with them, one of the questions I asked was, how much are you influenced by foreign governments? I was shocked. 80% of the meat production, whether that's cattle, beef, whether that's chicken or everything else, is now owned by Chinese investment.
Hold on right there. Hold on right there. Yeah, this is getting deep. I'm really going to enjoy this. Michael runs something called investusa.org. Now, this is a entity where he goes out and finds the state-of-the-art protective vest, which is what law enforcement needs to wear on a regular basis. It needs to protect, and it needs to be pliable. It needs to move with the police officer. And he's given 12,000 of those away to law enforcement, in addition to the canine component as well. So he's out there, and he's not going to be happy till he gets them all. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load on the InvestUSA.org microphone. Talking to Michael Etz from InvestUSA, we were just talking about how China was making all of the fine semiconductors and then adding a little special sauce to it. And he was looking at how all the other things, all the other insinuations they've done into our daily life, and I had to slow him down. So where were we on that one now?
Well, we were talking about fact of the month. Agricultural standpoint, that they now control 80% of our poultry production. when I say poultry, I'm talking about meat protein, you know, whether it's cattle, whether it's chicken. They have been buying up all these major poultry, cattle ranches, et cetera. And now they're buying up large swaths of agricultural property so that they can control crop production. Now, look what that does when you consider the fact that you want to bring a country to its knees. We'll talk about a military operation in a minute. But just imagine if I cut off all your food production. You remember what we had with COVID initially? People were in a panic.
Oh, yeah.
And they ran to the stores and bought up everything. And suddenly there was nothing on the shelves, very little on the shelves. And the panic that began to produce. Imagine if that's not just contrived. Imagine if you want to really, you really want to bring a country down. And you control it. This is what we have allowed our country to get into that kind of position. So let's continue to talk about China and where they fit into this whole mechanism. So you've got China now. You remember, first and foremost, they put a lot of money into controlling our policy by paying for, bribing, whatever word you want to use, administrations and public officials, because it takes a lot of money to run for office, and so they're footing those bills. Now they've got that administration to formulate policy that benefits them. How do they make some of this money back? Well, let's take a look at what they've done to America so far. We need open borders. Why do we need open borders? Because we're going to enter into a, this is China, not us, because we're going to enter into a partnership with the drug cartels. We provide all the chemicals. They whip it up into a batch of drugs. And then, of course, it didn't do any good for the drugs just sit there. They got to sell them to somebody. Sell them to America. You got to have an open border to be able to get them across. But why do you want to sell them to America? Couple things. First of all, we make money. Second of all, it's going to end up killing a lot of their younger people, which would ultimately be people that would enter the military and would make it harder for us to overtake a country should we have to go down that route. So it's a win-win situation for us. Let's just go on ahead and make money off of them and kill off a lot of their young people at the same time. But we got to have a policy, open border policy. Now, why would you have an administration who, this is the number one issue, without question, polls indicate that, for a re-election bid in November. People are furious over the open borders. Why? Because of the terrorism that we are now poised to experience in this country, because of all the deaths of young people, because of the drug situation, because of the human sex trafficking that's coming across. And you really want to add insult to injury? Even if the immigrants don't fall into those three classes, just those coming across, and we're going to pay for them to come across. We're going to pay their transportation. We're going to pay for their medical. We're going to pay for their lodging. By the way, we're not talking about a tent in the backyard. We're talking about giving them a lodging at a five-star hotel. We're going to pay for it, you and I are. And if that's not bad enough, just because we don't want them to think bad about America, we're going to give them up to $10,000 a month free on a credit card for incidental expenses that they may have. We want them to really feel good about this country. Oh, we're only going to do that for a month. There is no time limit on what we're talking about. These people are doing this every month. And, of course, wouldn't you, Bill, if I offered that to you, would you call all your buddies from back in your country?
I'd call them.
Say, man, come on, one, come on. I got the deal of a lifetime for you. Well, guess who's having to pay for it? You and I. So why would an administration, knowing it's pissing off the entire population, do that? Why would they continue that policy? They don't have any choice. They've been bought. Of course, they realize that if that comes out, they go to jail. They're not going to go to jail. So they're just, sorry, that's just the consequence. It's tough. And that's where we're at. So you see now how China has utilized its strategy. It invested in our elected officials. It invested in technology. So it now is able to. And it's not just these incidents that have occurred with our shipping industry. They have brought in over 40,000 illegal immigrants, Chinese, who are of military age. You think it's because these poor guys, these poor 40,000, don't have any brains, any sense? They don't know what to do with them. They're just begging on the streets. You're not looking at the same people I'm looking at that are crossing the border. These are highly intelligent, well-fed, well-trained individuals. What are they doing with them? They're putting them in areas that are close by infrastructure centers. What do I mean by infrastructure centers? Power grids, water grids, sewer grids, communication grids. So, and have you been around those areas lately to see how well guarded they are by the United States of America? Wouldn't take them long, but a day, you know, to shut down infrastructure systems all across the country.
Right.
So you see they've got that in place. The other thing they have done that's just another insulting aspect is China has 13 biotech labs that we are aware of, could be more, across our country. What do I mean by biotech labs? They have in those laboratories viruses, disease, and illnesses that they are testing, okay? But what it really means is this. They could release a virus or an airborne illness into an area where these labs are at and wipe out entire cities overnight if they wanted to.
Okay.
On American soil. Why would we allow that to even think about occurring on American soil? They have 13 police stations that we are aware of. You say, what do you mean by that? China has 13 Chinese police stations in the United States. They are run by Chinese dissidents who have law enforcement credentials from China, not from America. They're illegal. They're using them to spy and using them to gain intelligence on our law enforcement and on our method of operations for electronic surveillance. So they know exactly what to do, what's going to happen before it ever does. They have set up a perfect system to overthrow, to destroy this country. And the technology that we talked about when we first started this conversation was just one small aspect of being able to hack into computer systems that steer major ships. You're going to see that they have the same opportunity to hack into avionics as well. So they're positioned and ready to go. What does all this simplify? What does it mean? It means I now control your country. So if I have decided that I want to invade Taiwan and you want to give me lip about it, I'll just simply tell you, you know what? Go ahead. Give me some lip.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Michael Letts. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The second day of testimony has concluded in the criminal trial of former President Trump in New York. Prosecutors grilled former tabloid publisher David Pecker about his purported involvement in a catch-and-kill scheme. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the nation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's time to stop the protests now.
We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing fire.
Monday, police made arrests at Yale and NYU. Three out of the 49 illegal immigrants who were dropped off by plane on Martha's Vineyard nearly 2 years ago are receiving visas to legally reside and work in the U.S. Their attorney says the trio will be granted U visas designed for crime victims as they were deceived into boarding flights from Texas, organized by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Michael Etz from InvestUSA, and we were just, he was telling me the anatomy of how the Chinese just do what they want to do. So,
and, you know, when it gets to that point, Bill, and we can all see the writing on the wall, where it's at, they have already been nice, yeah, shall we say, and served notice. We're interested in Taiwan. And what do? We ruffle our feathers. Oh, don't you touch Taiwan. If you do, we're going to come back and we're going to smack you good. Well, it's easy to talk smack, shall we say. It's another thing to back it up. And quite frankly, with everything they have, they've got our neck in a noose and we don't even know it. You say, well, are you a doomsday? I'm not going to have you back on my show. No, let me tell you why I'm not a doomsday. Here's the great thing. If we understand this now, we have the ability to do something about it. Let's take each one issue at a time. Let's talk about an administration that's been bought. They need to be held accountable and tried for treason. Okay? Boom. You need to erase that. Not just the administration. Anybody in politics anywhere in this country. Congress, anywhere it is. You sell out our country, it's not going to go good for you. And we need to move on that immediately. Second thing, on technology, you know, America has some great, intelligent people. We have the ability to counteract their hacking if we want to put our mind to it. We just haven't had the will. It's time that we get the will. Third thing, sustenance, what I call food. You know, Governor Sanders, the former press secretary for
right.
Trump.
You know, Arkansas.
She got through the legislature. She signed in law. You can't own Arkansas property, agriculture property, and be from China. You can't own it. China can't buy any of their property. That needs to be implemented all across America. We need to take it back. And you say, well, what if they've already bought it? You know, well, quite frankly, China is not our friend, okay? Sometimes you have to say, sorry, you made a bad business decision. You're going to lose your money now. You have to take strong stances to protect the American people. That is what this whole show has been about with you today, Bill. When are we going to decide in America, American lives and American assets are first and foremost prominent. They should be held first, not last.
Right.
Because, you see, if we do what the Democrats are suggesting, and we take care of everybody else and trample on ourselves, we won't be around to take care of anybody else. We're gonna end up destroying ourselves. Then what happens? Do you think China cares about everybody else? Do you think they want to help everybody else? Do you think communism wants to help everybody else? Of course not. So if you really want to help other people, folks, in stern terms of doing it the way the Democrats are saying, let's take care of them first and us last, it's the exact opposite. Let's make sure America's interests are first and foremost protected. Let's make sure America is strong and mighty and healthy and has a great economy. Then collectively, if we decide we want to help our neighbors across the ocean, that's a decision we can make together, not at the expense of the American people.
Right, right.
So it's, you know, I know we were talking before we went on break about the biolabs.
Right.
Same situation here. We should use, it's a military operation. This is not a police operation. We should have our military special ops immediately go in and seize every one of those biolabs, shut them down, clean them out so they have no threat to the American people. Same way with the police stations. Should be shut down immediately so they're and disable any surveillance that they've set up so that they cannot harm the American people. Borders, military operation. Now, this is what I'm trying to stress, Bill. This has gotten so big it's no longer a matter of having Barney Fife being able to do this. You can't.
Right.
Law enforcement, this is too big for law enforcement. Our military needs to be committed to protecting the American people first, here, not across the seas, here. We need to shut our borders down immediately, seal them. And then we need to go after the cartels, the drug dealers, and clean it up and make sure that those who are destroying our American populace, our young people, pay a price for it. You know, the other thing we've got is, quite frankly, foreign interests, Chinese especially, have a great role in our pharmaceutical industry. See, these people, these companies that we're talking about, foreign governments, pharmaceutical, major financial players, have such an interest that they control our government. And they get what they want, not what's best for the American people. That can only be sustained for so long, Bill, before it collapses.
Right.
We're in the process now. You're looking, if you look at the walls, you're going to start seeing a bunch of cracks. And those cracks are going to get worse, and they're going to start collapsing real soon if we don't do something about it. You know, the FBI just came out a couple days ago on two factors. First of all, you will remember when the Francis Scott Key Bridge was hit by the barge.
Right.
That within an hour or two, the FBI, nope, no terrorism. It's just a, you know, power outage. Somebody didn't steer the right way. Now they come out and say, well, second thought, it looks like it is criminal. Looks like terrorism is involved. We're going to open the investigation. The FBI is now saying publicly, so is the CIA, and so is the Department of Defense, that we have to recognize that we are at great risk, and quite frankly, we expect terrorism to happen on our shores imminently. And unfortunately, it will probably be bigger than anything we can ever imagine. It will probably make 9/11 look like a walk in the park.
Right.
That's where we're at as of today. Sad position to be in, but the great thing I want to say on your show, the great message I want to put out to the American people, is if we recognize it and know it now and do something about it, we can avert it all. If we want to just sit and talk about it and say, horrible, but we're going to let it continue to move forward, then we're all going to suffer the consequences.
Indeed. Indeed. And I, you know, anyway.
That's a lot to say.
It is. It is.
A lot that people don't want to hear. But let me shift gears for just a second on your show, and let's talk about the American people, okay? The patriotism that I know runs through most Americans' blood. Right now, here's what we have. Here's what we're facing. You've got everything we just talked about with China and other countries. It's depressed, shall we say, the American people to the point now you have pro-Palestinians that are not just demonstrating, not saying, hey, we think, you know, Gaza should be free. They want genocide for the Israeli people. And here's what's interesting. You know, everybody can be entitled to their own opinion. But they're now taking over campuses. Columbia University had to shut down today. They cannot function and operate. They're going to virtual classes because all these demonstrators are pitching tents and they're getting violent. And it's not just at Columbia University in New York. It's happening across the country. We should never tolerate behavior like that. But we do now because we've sent such a message by allowing these other countries to do what we just talked about that we're weak and that we have no ability to defend ourselves anymore. But the patriotism that I'm talking about that most Americans still possess, the blood still flows through their veins, are people like just in the last few days. We've had four officers killed on the line of duty, two in New York, two in Idaho. These are men and women who know every day that they run the risk of not coming home safely to their families or not coming home at all. Yet they're willing to do that because they believe in a greater cause. I believe most Americans still have that same kind of patriotism themselves. But quite frankly, they don't know what to do with it. They're looking for somebody to lead them. Well, it's time to get off our duffs and start leading. In America, I'm asking each and every one of you to do a number of things. First of all, let's form forces together. Let's stand together shoulder to shoulder. Stand with those remaining in our thin blue line. You know, it's down by almost 50%. And say, we will not allow you to destroy the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity the way you're attempting to do so.
Hang on right
there. We're going to take America back.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll let you finish the call to arms when we get back, InvestUSA.org. Michael Letts, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is on the InvestUSA.org microphone as my voice begins to fade. Talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Just talking about what's going on, what we're going to have to do, what we're facing. I had to slow you down once again, so let me let you fire back up.
Well, what we were saying as you were kind of wrapping up this particular portion of the show was that, folks, we have come to the point now to where either we do something or we will lose it all. You know, it's one thing to position yourself. It's another thing to bicker back and forth. But sometimes there comes a point to where either action has to happen or you lose it. And we are at that point in this country now. We've talked about a few of the things. Here's the great thing that we were just talking about. While it may seem bleak, everything is fixable. As of today, everything is solvable. But once we get to a point of no return, the equation changes. The status quo changes. We're very closely approaching that aspect now as it is. And we have to determine that we are not going to allow our country to be destroyed, because we are the last one, folks. If America goes, there's nobody else out there to come to our defense, to come take our place. So we have to make a stand for our future generation's sake. And how does that translate? Translates two aspects. First of all, it translates into we have to show the government that they work for us, not the other way around. How do we do that? I've said this often. You know, what has kept this country free to this point is our Second Amendment. People are hard to control who are armed. And so I'm encouraging every American to make sure you're armed and that you know how to use it. Want to do a bit of good, you pull a gun out of a box and don't know which end shoots. Make sure that you're armed and that you have trained your family how to use firearms. Nothing wrong with spending the day with the kids out at the range. Teach them to respect the firearm and teach them to know how to use it. Second of all, we need to make sure that what the Constitution provides for. The Constitution provides every state to have a well-armed, as it says in the Constitution, militia, guard, and law enforcement, which is police reserves or sheriff department reserves. And I ask every citizen to volunteer a few hours of their time a month to become trained, to become commissioned, and to help provide the protection that their neighborhood, their family, their kids, their children need. And then thirdly, we've got an election coming up, folks. That means that not only do you need to vote the right way, and I think everybody listening to me knows what the right way is. I don't think I have to pound on that anymore. But the question is, how do we keep it with integrity? How do we keep it from being stolen or cheated? we need to make sure that we understand that on this election day, it's not about just making sure you run, take 5 minutes during lunch and run, go vote and run back. We need to be willing to dedicate a day if necessary too, when you're talking about the future of our country, and make sure that we stand there, we watch, we make sure that every election, that every person voting is, first of all, a citizen of the United States. Second of all, that they are abiding by the laws. They identify who they are to make sure that they are who they say they are. And thirdly, that the vote is counted properly. You know, this country is not prepared for, and this is a good thing. If suddenly thousands of citizens show up at every polling place to demand that the counts be monitored and watched and want to oversee to make sure that it's being done correctly, we'll get the right result then, and we'll send a clear message to Washington. Your days of thinking we are nothing but sheep being led to a slaughter are over. It's time for you to pack your bags, go home. And by the way, when you pack your bags, we're coming back to make sure you're held accountable for what you did do. But right now, we're just going to make sure our country is safe and secure for future generations ahead.
It's going to be one of those things. I mean, with the daytime show that you've been on before, I watched the text line, and there's some people that are just absolutely convinced there's no way back. They are absolutely convinced there is no way back. And there's always been a way back because, you know, except when Trump was in charge in most recent times, I have never looked at the government and said, this is America. Because I've always thought that, you know, the American government does not represent America very well at all.
Correct. You're exactly right. You know, I think you just saw that in this vote of Ukrainian aid, $60 billion that unfortunately Mike Johnson helped shepherd through the House yesterday or the day before yesterday. And I was deeply sad when I saw Democrats, could have been some rhinos because I couldn't see everybody, but there were hundreds on the congressional floor waving Ukrainian flags. How dare you wave a flag of a foreign country inside the U.S. Capitol?
Right.
Hey, Congress is for the people, by the people, for the American people, not any other nation. I'm not slamming on Ukraine. I'm just saying that has no business in American politics. We're supposed to protect our people and our country first and foremost. And I was ashamed that we have congressmen that have forgotten their role and think for some reason that their duty is to take care of a foreign country instead of the American people. That's how bad we've got.
The whole thing with Zelensky and everything, I mean, would we do this for a NATO ally?
No.
I mean, are we doing this because it's Putin? Are we doing this because it's... Because Ukraine has so many receipts and stubs from the selling of influence. And I've got a question for you about influence, okay? Now, I keep hearing about how we've sold all this influence for Joe Biden. What exactly, prior to him being president, where was the influence and what would be the payoff for having his audience? What would be the payoff for that for him to for
well,
that?
You have two sources to look at.
Yeah.
First of all, let's go back even further. You go back, and I know I'm gonna make people mad, but so be it. Go back to the Bush administration. The Bush administration had a very strategic interest in making sure the Middle East was controlled because of oil interests.
Right.
And then you went from there to the Clinton administration. And the Clinton administration had a great need for financial resources for its foundation and for its mode of apparatus, i.e., look at what happened to all the children in Haiti. I think anybody listening to my voice can figure out what 2+2 is. Then you went from there to the Obama administration, who had one objective, and that was to change America. That was their slogan.
Right.
They wanted to change it into a Muslim, Islamic-held country. and destroy the freedoms and liberties that we enjoyed and the lack of control that they enjoyed. And then, of course, Biden was the vice president for that. And he helped with those initiatives, and then they made sure that he was in the right place to continue. They got disrupted for 4 years with Trump, but they figured out how to get around that regardless of what the American people wanted by changing election results. So you now have Biden in place that they put a lot of capital and money into controlling, and he's helping complete their vision and their mission. You know, one of the things that's scary is that Biden wants to give control over pandemic responses to the World Health Organization. World Health Organization determines there's a pandemic. They control government's economic policy, emergency preparedness policy, et cetera. They can come in to the United States if they deem that there is a pandemic here and shut down our schools, shut down our economy, whatever. We have no business giving foreign entities control of American policy.
Well, you know, Biden's never been too shy about that. I know you got to get on the road here, I think. So we're about run out of time anyway. Michael runs investusa.org, and InvestUSA gives protective vests of a very high quality to law enforcement. Well over 12,000 to this point, probably closer to 13 because I've been saying 12 forever. InvestUSA.org. Go check out the website if there's some way you want to help. And listen to what he said earlier about standing shoulder to shoulder, because that would actually work. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. Audience, be encouraged. We're going to win. It's just a matter of let's make sure we all realize that and stand together to do so.
Roger that. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.